This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Nepal Rast Bank unveils a flexible monetary policy for upcoming fiscal year, adopts policy to make investigations and prosecutions effective to remove Nepal from Financial Action Task Force grey list. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs authorities to expedite development project construction. Anti-graft body CIA files charges against six people, including Dadan Executive Director of National Information Technology Center, Sunil Pandey-Pojal. And U.S. President Trump announces to impose 35% tariffs on Canada starting August 1st. Now, the news in detail. The Nepal Rastra Bank has issued the monetary policy for the upcoming fiscal year 2025 and 26. Unveiling the monetary policy, the governor of the central bank, Dr. Biswanath Paudel, stated that a flexible policy has been adopted cautiously. The monetary policy mentions approving and implementing the second financial sector strategy. The bank rate, which serves as the upper limit of the interest rate corridor, has been set at 6% and the policy rate at 4.5%. Previously, the bank rate was 6.5% and the policy rate was 5%. Similarly, the Nepal Rast Bank has adopted a policy for effectively monitoring, investigating and taking action against suspicious transactions in order to remove Nepal from the grey list of the Financial Action Task Force regarding the money laundering issues. The monetary policy also states that effective coordination will be ensured among the concerned bodies to complete the talks as per the action plan to free Nepal from the grey list. The monetary policy also mentioned that priority actions and improvement suggestions relating to the regulatory bodies outlined in Nepal's third phase mutual evaluation report published by the Asia-Pacific Group, APG, will be implemented with priority. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has instructed authorities to end the trend of delayed development projects that exceed estimated cost and create difficulties for the public. In the 54th meeting of the National Development Problem Resolution Committee, held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar today, Prime Minister Oli called for increased accountability and effective monitoring to improve the implementation and reduce public inconvenience. The Prime Minister also asked to identify the problems that have prevented work from gaining momentum as planned, even though they are focusing on development and to proceed with a clear action plan. A proposal of urgent public importance has been presented in the National Assembly demanding additional special arrangement to make the life of senior citizens safe, quality and dignified. In today's National Assembly meeting, Sumitra B.C. tabled the proposal. Tabling the proposal, lawmaker B.C. said that arrangement of employment should be made for those who fall under the definition of senior citizens but do not get social security allowance. Likewise, the proposal seeking consideration on the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2081 Bikram Sambad has been unanimously approved by the National Assembly. Likewise, the National Assembly unanimously passed a proposal seeking consideration on Water Resources Bill received from the House of Representatives with the measures. In today's meeting of the National Assembly, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Kharka, tabled the proposal. Before tabling the proposal, Minister Kharka mentioned that around 260 megawatt electricity was disconnected from the national transmission system after the flood in Rasuwa occurred on Tuesday, damaged hydropower projects and other structures operated at Tirsuli River Corridor. The World Population Day 2025 has been marked across the world today by organizing different programs and sensitizing the population-related issues. According to the United Nations, the theme of this year's World Population Day was empowering young people to create the families they want in a pure and hopeful world, which reaffirms the promise of the 1994 International Conference on Population and Development. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has cautioned that human existence could be at risk if the population growth does not take place equally alongside development and prosperity. Addressing a program organized in Kathmandu today to mark the World Population Day and to introduce the National Population Policy 2025-26, Prime Minister Oli called for suitable policies and timely action to protect the prosperous existence of human race. On a different note, Prime Minister Oli also urged one and all to get married on time. As per the legal provisions that allows marriage only after 20 years, the head of the government's suggestion has been in bearing with the decline in the country's annual population growth rate, which is currently 0.92% as per the National Census 2021. The rate is the lowest in the last 8 years, according to the National Statistics Office report unveiled later in 2024. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case against 6 people, including the then-executive director of the National Information Technology Center, Sunil Pojal. According to the CIAA, the case was filed at the special court, with the CIAA seeking a recovery of 158.85 million rupees and corresponding imprisonment and fines. Commission spokesperson Rajendra Kumar Podal said that a case has been filed against the then executive director Podal, then director Sapal Shrestha, assistant director Ramesh Pokhrel, and computer engineer Ram Saran Gaik. Similarly, Podal said that a case has been filed against the then accounting officer of the National Information Technology Center, Neem Bahadur Wali, World Distribution Nepal Private Limited, Kantipat, Kathmandu, and the company chairperson and managing director Arun Shrestha. The charge states that the defendants supplied storage with substandard processors with malicious intent to cause financial loss to the government of Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line.
Jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai.
Call garnus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deva returned home today after participating in the 44th session of the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, held in Rome of Italy. Rana had addressed the administration of the FAO conference held between the 28th of June to the 4th of July, in addition to other high-level sideline meetings and programs. In her remarks, she highlighted Nepal's efforts towards guaranteeing safe and quality foods through regulatory standards and consumer protection mechanism under the Food and Quality Control Policy. Similarly, Minister also urged the international community for grants in climate finance to support sustainable agriculture system in the countries like Nepal. In her subsequent visit to Germany, Minister Rana held bilateral talks with her German counterparts in Berlin on last Tuesday. During the meeting, the two discussed a wide range of bilateral issues, including Nepal-Germany relations, matters of mutual interest, and common global concerns. Minister Rana also sought Germany's role in lifting the European Union's ban on the Nepali airlines from its airspace. You are listening to Radio Nepal's HFM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Canada will continue with the trade talks with the United States towards the revised deadline of August 1st, Prime Minister Mark Carney said on Thursday. According to Xinhua News Agency, Carney said on his social media that throughout the current trade negotiations with the United States, the Canadian government has steadfastly defended the workers and businesses. U.S. President Donald Trump announced earlier Thursday a 35% tariff on imports from Canada starting August 1st. Trump posted a later address to Carney on his social media platform Truth Social, criticizing Canada for retaliating against previous U.S. tariffs. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will send weapons, including Patriot air defense system, for Ukraine via NATO. Trump told NBC News that in a new deal, they were going to send Patriots to NATO and then NATO will distribute that, adding that NATO would pay for the weapons. His announcement came after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke of having a positive dialogue with Trump on ensuring that arms arrived on time. Zelensky said he had asked for 10 Patriot systems after a surge in Russian drone and missile attacks on Ukrainian cities in the past week. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the rest of the country. Similarly, there is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Madhes, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. There is also a chance of moderate snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Rashtra Bank unveils flexible monetary policy for upcoming fiscal year, adopts a policy to make investigations and prosecutions effective to remove Nepal from Financial Action Task Force grey list. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs authorities to expedite development project construction. Anti-graft body CIAA filed charges against six people, including the then-executive director of National Information Technology Center, Sunil Pojal. And U.S. President Trump announces to impose 35% tariffs on Canada starting August 1st. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.